Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Kast. Emmy Award-winning stand-up comedian Paula Poundstone will cruise through Maryland on her current stand-up tour. She's due in Frederick Saturday evening at the Weinberg Center for the Arts. And she joins us by phone now. Paula Poundstone, welcome to On the Record.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this is public radio. Our listeners probably know you best from your appearances on the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me quiz show. Are you a news junkie naturally, or do you just follow the news so you will be brilliant on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
My knowledge of the news is directly, oppositely proportional to the level of drama in my own home. The more drama going on in my house, the less I can pay attention to what's going on in the outside world. I try to watch the news well enough to cast a halfway decent vote and have some sense of the world outside of my own life. But, you know, there are times
when there's just too much to focus on close
at home. Yeah, there are times where my world gets a little small.
Well, this presidential campaign, is it particularly good fodder for a comedy?
I guess it is, but I think every comic would be more than willing to make up jokes on a wide variety of topics. I saw yesterday on, I think it was the CNN website, said that Trump had suggested or requested a debate without a moderator. And I thought, well, okay, yeah, but who's bringing the mud? And are they both going to wear bathing suits or just one? You know, when I was in the sixth grade, I ran for class president. And then the difficult thing about sixth grade politics is that really there were no issues. But so when we each had to make our speeches, I certainly was guilty of this, and some of the other students as well, which is that we said that we would get the school a soda machine. And so the teacher talked to us later, and she said, you know, you can't say that because you guys actually can't get the school a soda machine. This was an important lesson for sixth grade politics, but apparently that doesn't apply to adult politics.
Well, let me ask you about the other candidate, Hillary Clinton. She has a rigorous schedule. She travels a lot. Those both apply to you also. Hillary Clinton just had a bout of pneumonia. Have you ever gotten so sick you couldn't perform?
I don't work a fraction as much as either of these candidates. I got to say, I mean, there's a certain they shoot horses, don't they, quality about campaigning now. You know,
oh, it's an endurance test. Sure.
It is, and it's an unrealistic endurance test, because once you're in office, you know, you can play golf occasionally or play a game of basketball or, you know, go to some more relaxing place. And by the way, it's the right thing to do. I'm surprised that they both haven't been hauled away on a gurney a long time ago. Personally, Hillary talks about the deplorable basket. I think, like most voters right now, I am in the I am sick of the campaign basket.
I noticed you tweeted around the time of the news about Wells Fargo employees having set up accounts without the permission of the customers whose money they were putting in them. You tweeted, I'm hoping Wells Fargo is secretly saving money for me in my secret account.
Isn't that a crazy story? I mean, that's just crazy. I don't know anything about banking. I don't even have a savings account because I don't know my mom's maiden name. And apparently that is key to the entire thing.
You have a book coming out next year. About what?
I do.
About what?
It's called The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. Each chapter is written as a science experiment. I do a series of experiments in things that I or someone else thought would make me happy. But it's not just the experiment. It's also, well, how then when I return to my real life, does that hold up? Does it make you happy, or was it just fun in the moment? And there is a difference between the two. It's a funny book. It's number one job. It's to be funny. But it is also, against the backdrop of these experiments, I tell the story of raising my children.
So should bookstores file it under humor or under philosophy?
Well, under humor. But, you know, the great thing about humor is that in humor there is much philosophy.
If you hadn't been a comedian, what would you have done?
Well, I used to bus tables. And perhaps due to OCD, I am an incredible table busser. When I left this one restaurant that I worked at, they had to hire two people. I have a gift for table blessing. You know, if you own a restaurant, what you want to do is go to your, you know, go to your local therapist and find out what night is the obsessive compulsive disorder support group, and go there with a stack of applications, because my gosh, we're good table blessers.
You will be performing in Frederick this weekend, as I said, but you live in California. You tour all over the country. Are East Coast audiences and West Coast audiences different?
No, I don't think so. We're all so jumbled up. You know, we're almost nomadic. To find somebody who's actually from the place that you're in originally, usually their ear has already been tagged by some sort of, you know, scientist, and they've been re-released into the wild. Yeah, we all are exposed to the same media. And by the way, people need to keep this in mind in terms of the fractious relationship between the parties and the like. The truth is, and I find this night after night after night, we all have far more in common than we have differences. You know, it's fun to get together and laugh about the slings and arrows of life.
I really appreciate your spending this time with us. Thank you.
Sure, it was nice talking with you. Thank you.
Comedian Paula Poundstone will perform at the Weinberg Center for the Arts in Frederick Saturday at 8 p.m. We have a link to her tour dates at the On the Record page on WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow. We'll talk to Van Mitchell, Secretary of the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, about getting mental health care to jail detainees who need it.